Lo menismacha parshas nitzavim leklolos lefishashomi yisrael meya klolos chaser shtayim chut mimem tes shebetayos kainim hayriku pneim. They became very scared. They turned green. Va'omar mi yuchalamid beelu. Hischel Moshe lefaisam. So Moshe was mafayis them. Atem nitzavim miayoyim. Everything's going to be all right. You're here. You're standing. So it's good. And lechayir, it's very shver. The purpose of the Teichacha is nishkin vitz. It was taka ernst that the Eibishter says that if it's in b'chukoyzai t'masu v'zayin azoy in azoy. And now Moshe Rabbeinu machta gulot from them. Nay, atem nitzavim. And machta back the ganze zach. I heard once a pshat that shteita atem nitzavim is lashon rabim. That Eibishter is taka chilek between yechidim and a rabim. Yedu yochid taka has to have moira. But Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, Lefaisam, if you're coming as a rabbim, Atem Nitzavim, as a rabbim, it's different. There's a diak in the Lashon of the Rosh, Be'emes, Rosh Hashanah. I want to get to the Nyanam of Rosh Hashanah, Bissel. Rosh Hashanah is, there's a stick of a stira. On one hand, there's Mamish Pachad of the Yom Adin. On the other hand, Simchas Yontif. The Rosh, in the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, brings down the Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say you're allowed to fast. It's even a greater Indian to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And other Rishonim say no, you're not allowed to fast. It's a Yom Tif. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. The emes is Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. The emes, the Shagas Aryeh, talks about this barichas, the Indian about fasting on Rosh Hashanah. But he brings in a lot of cheshbonis that you might have to cheshbon that Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed. And he has a lot of cheshbonis in them. But when the Rosh is talking about this Indian, he said that on one hand they're very nervous, on the other hand loyvish levonim. But then he says ubetuchim shakadosh baruch hu oisel lohem nes, and it could be the same thing as a yochid. Yedirein of a state alein maybe has to be worried, but if you're coming as a rabbim, then it's different. And this is efshe bechlal le'etza to be zoichin the yemei adin haboim aleinu to be me'uravim at tzibur. When someone is me'uravim at tzibur, when someone is someone that the tzibur is tzrichim loy, he's an ander matzis. Rabbi Eli Lavian writes, stating the pasuk in Hazinu, Kel Emuna ve'ein Ovel. The Eibishter is Emuna, meaning that everything he does is taka with a richtige cheshbon, it's trustworthy. Ve'ein Ovel, he doesn't do an avla. A grace compliment, he doesn't do avlas. So he says the pshat is that Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking everything into consideration, and if a person has to deserve a punishment, but it's going to end up affecting somebody else, and that other person doesn't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that into cheshbon also. Ain't Abel, he doesn't do Abelus. So someone who's a rabbi Tzrichim Loi, Memela has a bigger chance of being Zoicha, because even if whatever cheshbon is kumtem, Epshir Nishtazak Gutazah, but as a trigger effect, it's negay other people, Ain't Abel, the Abelus won't do an Abel. The Zavar, the Alter Navardik says, Beinan Impluyim Ve'oimdim. People think, no, Nishkosh, you have another 10 days. Beinan Impluyim Ve'oimdim. So he said, no, Beinan Impluyim Ve'oimdim. A Beinan is already hanging. The hangman already hanged him up, and he's on the chair. They just have to kick him off to get him totally hanged. Tluyim Ve'oimdim, it's Mamash Shrek. Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, who was the anacle of the Alter Navardik, added on this vart, he says, yeah, but even a ganef whose mamash are ready by the tliya, they're going to hang him. But if the rabbim is tzrichim loy, if there's a tzorich that they need him, they'll take him off. So even though you're a matzav of tluyim v'oimdim, but if it's a rabbim, tzrichim loy is anish. And that could be the atem nitzavim loshen rabbim. There's a different pshat though, Rabbi Lapian writes, where the key is said, the purpose of the toicho was to send a message to Klal Yisrael. If they got the message, then you don't need to have to fulfill the toicho. It says Hayriku Paneim. Moshe Rabbeinu sees it's Taka Hayriku Paneim. They got the message. If they got the message and it was Hayriku Paneim, you don't need the Teichach. This that the Teichach promises us all the wonderful thing that's going to happen if we don't listen is supposed to give the Yid a Shrek that he should Taka go in the Richtige Weg. And if he chaps and goes in the Richtige Weg, then the Teichach already served the purpose. The Divrei HaTeichach served the purpose. If Yichas Vashal not going to listen, then Taka really has to happen. So it's Taka, not Moshe Rabbeinu is making a Galechta. He sees that the Yidden were Hayriku Paneim. So he says, oh, you attack a Hayriku Paneim? Is Beseder, Atem Nitzavim Ayon. And the emes says, it's Moirdik, it's Mefurash Pasuk this word. Mefurash Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Pen Yesh Bochem, Isha Yisha Ay Mishpacha Ay Shevet. Maybe you're going to have someone, Asher Levovi Poina, and he says, no, Shoyers Poyer Reish Velano, Behoye Veshome is Dibri Ola, and he says, nah, his Borech Bilvavi Leimer Sholem Yeli, Kibishvirus Libi Eilech Alfetz, I'm good. So then, Layoy Mashem Sloyach, like he owes Yeshan Ap Hashem, we cannot say Bishahu. Verob Saboy Kola Olak Suba Besefraze. Then will that happen? The purpose of the Teichach is to make your Riku Penein. And then it's enough. And then it's Atam Nitzov. But then Yesh Bechem, if there's going to be Epis Yidl, Vaschas Hashem, Vetzog, and Nein, Isborach, Vavavavi, then Dvorim Kipshutan. Oz, Verob Saboy Kola Olak Suba. Then Dvorim Kipshutan, it's going to that happen. It's much better to get the message first. The Hemshech, the Parsha, it says, Ki Amitzvah Zois, Ki Korei Beilecha Hadavar. There's a Machloikis Rishonim. What does it mean, Ki Hamitzvah Azois, Velecha Mitzvah? Rashi, and Azois before Eichen, and the Rambam learns going on the Mitzvah of Torah. Limudah Torah, Torah. Torah is Loi Vashamayimi, Loi Me'eva Layam. Be'emes, it's Mefurish Gemara, and Erev and Daf Nandalid, Mefurish like Rashi. The Gemara Darshan's, that Torah is not going to be found in a Balgaib who's Vashamayim, and also people that go on Soicher, they go Me'eva Layam, they're busy, and they're going on Soicher Me'eva Layam, I'm not going to be Zoicher in Torah, like Nimtze B'Tagorim, the Gemara says. So it's Mefurish Gemara, it's like Rashi's Mefarish, that these Psukim, Ki HaMitzvah Zois, Loi Vashamayim, Loi Me'eva Layam, is going on Torah. And I guess, what does it mean? Ki Korei Ve'lecha Adover Mo'i B'Ficho V'Vavcha. B'Ficho V'Vavcha is Efshe Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, B'Ficho V'Vavcha. The Ramban says that it's going on Tshuva. It's going on the mitzvah of tshuva. And it's interesting, the Ramban doesn't count tshuva in the minyan mitzvahs, right? The Rambam doesn't count tshuva in the minyan mitzvahs. The Ramban doesn't count it in the minyan mitzvahs either. But the Ramban learns here in the psukim, ki ha-mitzvah azois, right? The Rambam just brings, when a person wants to do tshuva, here in Hilchos Shuv he brings, if a person is machla that he wants to do tshuva, this is the Seder Advarim, how you do it. But it's nishta mitzvah. The Ramban over here learns that it's a mitzvah. He doesn't count it in the Sefer ha-mitzvahs. But in Chumash he's learning, ki ha-mitzvah azois, is going on tshuva. Machar, it's very shver, it's connected to Gemara and Erevin. The Gemara and Erevin, Darshan's Leib HaShemayim, Leib Me'eva Layam, is going on Torah. I'm all I heard of word. Tshuva Me'ava, the real way to go to the tshuva Me'ava, gate to derech Torah. If it goes derech Torah, it's Nishkin Stira. The Gemara Kedarshan on Torah. What's the pshat Leib HaShemayim? Like the Ramban, Ken Zayin, a person sometimes thinks, I already did a veris, I already made a pagam in Shemayim, what can my tshuva uftan? I'll change my mind, but the roishim and the pagam that my veris already did in Shemayim is already done, how can I be oiker that? Have them state, loy ba Shemayim, that's not your cheshbonis, you don't make cheshbonis Shemayim. You have to do tshuva, loy ba Shemayim, don't worry about the cheshbonis Shemayim, and the taka, the tshuva can be oiker that also. Loy ba Shemayim. What does it mean, b'ficho v'lvavcha la'asoysoy, according to this pshat of the Ramban, that it's going on tshuva? So pashat, you would say, b'ficho is vidui, and l'vavcha is charoto. But then it's a shtigl shver, it's shaloy ala seder. It's shaloy ala seder, l'chay r'charoto is before vidui. Rav Itzler writes that the emes charoto is not a chelik of the seder at tshuva. Charoto, he says, is a hakdom of far tshuva. Tshuva starts after charot. Then it's taka geshmak. Beficha will be vidui, and levavcha will be kabbalah b'leiv, kabbalah los. Charot is the far tshuva. Or maybe you could say even better. Maybe beficha and levavcha goes beder of vidui. We say in the alchet. Maybe the kizach alchet bevidui peh. Shachatona bevidui peh. In middle of the alchet mizotis. Alchet that we doing that we stand geklapt and gezokt and gezokt. In middle of the alchet we say. Every time, 10 times in Kippur, nochamal. In the middle of the alchet, we say that we did a chet, that we said vidui, ungetrach. By the vav, in the middle. Oh, but that could be the pshat, that everything is vidui. The beficha has to be a vidui, and the vidui should also be belief. So it's a machloek as we're showing him, if the mitzvah is Torah or tshuva, Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch, al pidarkoi, it was negay for him bechlal in his tkufa. It was in the times of the Haskalah, the Maskilim were trying to say that, you know, we're living in new times. Lav davke, everything that's in the Torah is relevant anymore. So he learns ki ha-mitzvah azois bechlal is going on kol ha-Torah kula. Lav davke on limud ha-Torah or on tshuva. Bechlal, ki yim ha-mitzvah, tariyag mitzvahs. Loi ba-shamayim, loi me'eva la-yayim, ki korei ve'lecha adobrim oi. You shouldn't think, oh, it was negay only hundreds of years ago, yet it's left in an under its side. This was the ruach, the pacha. This was the ruach that was going in his times, and he was loichim kenegetze. He says, al pidarki, that's how he puts it into these psukim. As kol ha-Torah kula is relevant even bizman hazeh. Later on, you have the mitzvah of Hakel. It's interesting, we spoke before of Kiyah Mitzvah, Zayis is Tshuva or Torah. There's a machloikis we're showing them, what's the yisoid of Hakel? The Chinuch writes that the Iker Inyan of Hakel is to show the Chashivas of Torah. That Gantz Rai Klal Yisrael comes to Zamin and the Melech, who's the Chosh of Ha'am, and together they machriz that the Iker is Torah, the Dover Merkazi in Klal Yisrael is the Torah, and they take out the Sefer Torah and they read from the Torah. It's the Inyan of Chashivas HaTorah. He writes about Riches. To be mashrish cheshkas atoyra belev Yisrael. That's the union of hakel. As I strike the chinuch, could I send the lishoynus over there? I'm saying the ganze loshen. It's mamish stark lishoynus vegen the chashivas from toyra. As I learned the chinuch and other rishoyn. In the kliyoker I saw a pshat. He said it's going on shuva. Hakel was once every 7 years, but when was it? It was chalamoyt sukkis, the first day of chalamoyt sukkis. It's right after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Eberst was makabel out with tshuva. So there's an inyan of being makil everyone together for an inyan of tshuva. So just not, it's two different mahalchim, durkein, what hakel is. Tshuva or the Torah. The pasuk says by hakel, anoshim noshim v'taf. Chazal say, taf lo mavoyim, liding schar lemivieyem. I'm all I heard of, pshetl. What's the pshetl, taf lo mavoyim? Be'emes, everyone went to hakel. Anoshim, noshim, everyone goes to hakel. So who's going to think, who's going to watch over the little kinderlach? You can't get even the teenagers to come babysit. They're all allergies to hakel. So are you going to take them? Avadi, you're going to take them. You can't leave them at home. It's taf lama boim. Why did the Torah say that you have to take the taf? Avadi, you're going to take the taf. Everyone else is going. Gans klal Yisrael's there. Leading schar lemeviyeim. The Torah said it should be a mitzvah. You should get schar. You were going to take them anyways. Oh, but Favosh status in the Torah as the Vazunder Adin, Nem in the taf. Leading schar. To get schar. You would have to take them anyways. Aber pshuta shteito adin from taking taf, there's a machloikis rishonim. The Ramban Lamashal writes that taf over here doesn't mean mamash a 2-day-old, a kleina kin. It means karev legil chinuch. There's different shitas in them I saw. Some say it means gar, even after bar mitzvah, it means b'nei yudalit tesvov, it's grace of chedushim, pashtas, that's already a bar chiyuva. But the Ramban writes it means someone that's karev legil chinuch. And then he adds, it's interesting, I'm not sure what the Ramban means. He says, he says it means karev legil chinuch. Aber rabbi seinu pirshu, taf. I'm not sure, is he being meramez that kilo? He wants to say different than Chazal, that according to Chazal, that it even means a baby. The Menachas Chinuch Lamashal goes mamish to an extreme. He learns taf lom aboyim. Mamish means a tinoik ben yoimoy is already the din of taf lom aboyim, leading schal mevieim. Taf, a tinoik ben yoimoy. Lamashal, he says, even if it's a cherish v'shoita, there's no din chinuch on a cherish v'shoita. But a taf that's a cherish v'shoita, that for sure is going to apply the cherish b'shoita his whole life. It's not oymid leis rapi hazam matziv. Still, there's a din of taf lama boyim, because it's not a din of chinuch. He's 2 days old. There's a din to bring taf. The machloekes achroinim, but that's what the minchas chinuch names on. That a taf you'll bring even if he's a cherish b'shoita. The yoyser, he says, the marshal the turei yemen has a kasha. How is it Rabbi Shaykh taf? The din of hakel is only on someone that has karka, and a taf doesn't have karka. Elamai he yarshim from his father. So then he doesn't have a father. Who are you being mitzvah to bring the taf? If you're talking about a yosin, it means bezdin. A whole tilpul that Rebbe has. Zok, the minchas chinuch, no, he doesn't have karka. It's a bezunder din of bringing taf. Let him zayin a cherish v'shoita. It's engle karka mach nishdois. It's a din to bring taf. I wanted to say once a big chiddush. I saw in the Marshon Chagiga. The Marshon Chagiga is medayik in the psukim. I think that's what he means. Taf gimel. The Marshon says over there that the emes is two dinim. The pasuk says anosh noshin v'taf. And it also says, B'neiim asher lo yodu. Your children that don't know yet, yishmu v'lomdu. Your little children will learn. So the Marsha says, there's too much regis. There's taf, that means mamish, a baby. But then there's a different din. A din of u'b'neiim asher lo yodu. Your little kids that don't know yet, they're going to come to learn. Karev l'gil chinuch mistama. I don't know what the age is. 6, 7 years old. I want to clear a chiddush, Ladina, if you make, like the minchas chinuch, based on this Marsha. If you have a cherish v'shoita when he's 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, when his mama's a little baby, you have a chiv to bring him. There's a mitzvah essay of taf, and taf the Minchas Chinuch says is even if it's a cherish v'shoita, bring the taf. Once the kid becomes this cherish v'shoita, becomes 6 or 7 years old, I don't know exactly this year. Now it's ois taf. Now it's an under din. It's a din of b'nei asher lo yodu v'lom de liyira. That din maybe doesn't apply by cherish v'shoita, and now it's ois taf. It's not that it's taf is a sir. I don't know what the shir would be, but taf it's tzvei dinim. That got a baby, even if it's a cherish v'shoita, you bring. Later, then it would bite with the din. The Mashal already says that it's two dinim. There's a din of taf and the din of b'nei mashal yodu. And the Menachas Chinuch says the chiddush that a taf you bring even cherish v'shoita. Klara, that's only by a taf. So if a person has a born him a cherish v'shoita, the first few years he brings him off taf, then he stops when you. If taf mamish means little children, I once heard a kasha. The Mishnah says in Parah that they would prepare special children. They were very machmer by Parah Aduma because they were making on certain other inyanim. They with a tful yoim, so at to show fakeret, they wanted a mamish be machmer. So they had children that were born mitchilas leidosim in special places with no tumah entered, and they would stay there till they were 7, 8 years old. And these children were the ones that would bring the mayim for the mayim of the Parah Aduma. So the Shalva said, what about hakel? They have to come for hakel. There's a din of bringing taf. In the teretz is pashit. The Mishnah explains in Parah, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about it, that they how would they go get the water? They would have a special thing with special cows, al valgabeim dalsois, in an oifen that they shouldn't come to Tumah. For hakel, they must have brought them on the same parah as the dalsois. The kid gives that suggestion. There is the Kliyokar of Hidar Koi that learns that it's the Indian of Tshuva. He says the reason you're bringing the taf is because that's Ma'ir Tshuva, that Ebershter should be Choymel Racham of Afilo al Yonke Shadayim Shalei Chotu. According to Ismail, in Yonav Tshuva, that's why we're bringing the Taf. The Pasuk also says that Gerch Asher B'Sherecha is a big shalom to Achroinim. Who's the Gerch Asher B'Sherecha? If it's a Ger Tzedek, Mamash, a regular Ger, Fabosnit, he's a regular Yid, why not like anyone else? And if it's a Ger Toshav, Hakel on a Ger Toshav. So Ibn Ezra says, yeah, it means a Ger Toshav. He says, Ula Yisyahid, maybe he'll want to be Megayim. To Santa Chiddush, that you bring the Ger Toshavs, the Hakel, we're looking for Gerim. As you state in Ibn Ezra, Mezuchta Ger. But the other Achranim say, no, it's going on a Ger Tzedek, and they look at various Pshatim to explain why maybe it makes sense that it should be a Chiddush that you have to bring a Ger to Hakel. Now, Hakel is on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the year after Shemitah. Then Mr. Gemara cited that Memalef has a whole shakl of Ataria. How we learn out exactly that it comes out it's the first day of Yontif. The Gemara says maybe it's the last day of Yontif. Should be Yetzeres. So the Gemara says no. It says Bevoi Kol Yisrael from the beginning when they come. And the Emes the Taz brings a raya from here in Nusach Atfila and Shmini Yetzeres. That we say the Nusach is Shmini Yetzeres HaChag. As there's a whole shakl. Shmini Yetzeres called Chag because you know on certain inyanim Shmini Yetzeres is regal b'fnei atzmoy. And other inyan Pizar Keshav. On other inyanim it's a hemshach of Sukkos. Here it says that it says beferish bechag, and the Gemara is a hav meaning that hakel would be on Shmini Atzeres. It's a right that Shmini Atzeres is called chag. It's a whole tumah. The gabi which inyanim is it called chag, and the gabi which inyanim is it regel bifnei atzmo. The Satmarov used to have a gvaldik a koiches and some chastayre. First of all, after Hashanah, the whole day Hashanah Rabba was Hashanah. Mamish kamat lo shkia. And after mamish ketanz v'tasach koiches, the olim was in his older years. But the Gazok Shmini Atzeres regel bifnei atzma. The feast getting good. It's regel bifnei atzma. It's a game. Yeah, but that's the Gabi Chag. But then the Gemara has a Shaila fine. So it's the first day. In fact, the Gemara, maybe it's a Mamas be the first day of Yontif. The Rishonim ask, how come we don't do Hakel on Yontif? Why do we only do it on Chol HaMoed? So Rashi says, because you need a Bima. And the Bima is Ma'akif. And you can't have the Bima from Erev Yontif to Shter, and then you can't build the Bima on Yontif. Taisa says, no, the beam is not ma'akev. The reason we do it Chol HaMoed is because the Pasuk says, b'moyed. B'moyed is mashma Chol HaMoed. The Pella is, frekta turi heaven, what if the first day of Chol HaMoed is Chal on Shabbos? So vayta, we doich it to the next day. It's not doich Shabbos. Hakel is not doich Shabbos. Why not? Zot Rashi, two reasons in Megillah, Dav Hei Zot Rashi, either because vayta, you need a bima, or because the taf, you can't carry the taf. You have to bring the taf. You can't carry the taf. Even though maybe normally Yerushalayim is closed and there's Erev, but for Hakel they had to open everything up. And everyone's coming, so it's Zichar, Shishim Rivas. Even if a whole year doesn't have a dinner of Rishas Rav. When you're going to Hakel Avad, it has a dinner of Rishas Rav. So it's the Taf. Frekta Turi Evan, why did Rashi need this new reason of Taf? When we discussed originally why you don't do it on Yontif, Rashi says in Soita Daf Mamalad, Als Bima. So Vaita, you want to know why you don't do it on Shabbos? It's Vaita Bima. Was it gebidden though? This is a great Sakasha. Everyone said, Varchidish. It's a great arichas, but that's some zog of the vart that there's really two dinim in hakel. There's rishonim first like that. Yireim counts it as two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah for the melech to come say the sefer Torah, to say the kriya, and it's then on klal yisro. Kenzain bima is only ma'akev for the din melech. So when you're discussing mitchilosi, when the din of hakel should be, it can't be on yontif. You need a bima. But now, when you want to know on grad in a year that it comes on Shabbos, even if you don't have the bima, so at least do the klal yisro then. You won't do the melech then. At least do the klal yisro then. That's why you need another reason that b'chlal shouldn't pass on Shabbos. Yeah, at the end of Parshas Vayelech, Va'ata Kisvu Lachemes Ashira Azois, is the mitzvah's essay of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Yedua, the Rambam in Hilcha Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, the Rambam says that Be'emes, Va'ata Kisvu Lachemes Ashira Azois, Shira Azois means Parshas HaAzinu. The end of Parshas Vayelech, it says, Va'ato, Kitzba Lachemes HaShira. I write down this Shira, the Shira of Hazinu. And the mitzvah's essays of the Rambam is really only to write Parshas Hazinu. Other Rishonim argue, other Rishonim say, no, Shira Hazois means the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, Ruftzach HaShira. Kitzba Lachemes HaShira Hazois from Bereishis to Le'enei Chol Yisrael. But the Rambam knows, though, that the end of the mitzvah's essay is to write Shira Hazinu. Now, so the Rambam, Vibalt is a din of Ein Koisvin Torah Parshis Parshis. You're not allowed to write only a small chelik of Torah. You have to write only a full sefer. Mainly, you have to write a ganze sefer Torah. But Be'etzem, the mitzvah's essay is only to write Parshis Hazinu. The first in the Rambam, Perek Zayin. Hoyel, the Ein Koisvin Torah Parshis Parshis. Mainly, you have to write all of it. So there's a ganze tumult. So what is the din at the end? First of all, Frek Tishagasari, why do you have to write a whole sefer Torah? Just write sefer Dvorim. Ein Koisvin Parshis Parshis. But you can write a full sefer. Sefer Dvorim as a thing farzach, we can try it. And then as I saw other Achronim asked, Emek Brochen and others, there are certain times that the Torah gave us permission to write a parsha of the Torah. In Tfilin, in Mezuzah. So Efsi, that's over here also. There's a din. Va'at ha-kitz v'lechem, zomen shreiben ha-zinus, yed reina. Yed reina ha-ti ha-tz pitam ha-ktoiris, ma'ben ander zah. Zolzayin, yed reina zol ha-ben ha-shir ha-zinu in shtub. Maybe that's the... Veredig is not, that's not the din. If be'etzim, that's what the psukim means. Kitz v'lechem is ha-shir ha-zois, write ha-shir ha-zinu. What's the hechle means to write the whole state of Torah? Because you're not allowed to write parshis, parshis. Vos heist, Efsi, do shtei that din that you should write, shir ha-zinu. It's a kash on the Rambam. But the Ma'is says, I pass in the Rambam. Now the Shagasariye clears in Simon Lamedalit, Lemaisa. So what's the din? The din is taka. All you have to do is really write to Hazinu. No, as a hechatimtzi, you have to write all sefer Torah. Or vibalt, we know there's a din that you're not allowed to write parshas, parshas. We figure out that the kavanas haTorah really is that the mitzvah should be to write the whole. And he has nafkaminis. First of all, if a person was over, he only wrote Hazinu. He was over the din of ein kaisman Torah parshas parshas. He just wrote a Hazinu on a cloth. He was makayim the mitzvah. He has another nafkamina. Let's say a person wrote a whole sefer Torah. But then the Sefer Torah started getting worn out. Now the emphasis is, this is a topic farzach. If a person wrote a Sefer Torah, the Hiddur Rav by himself, he wrote it, mamish. The Ikar way of being Makayim, the mitzvah kiss, he was Makayim by himself. Without Shlichus, without Lakicha, he was mamish Makayim, he wrote a Sefer Torah. And then the Sefer Torah gets worn out. He has to do another one, or it's a once in a lifetime thing. Do it once and that's it. Let's assume that if it gets worn out, it's a problem. You have to write another one. Zokta Shagasari, Beseder. I don't mind. If you wrote a whole thing, I don't mind if your Sefer Bereishis gets worn out. As long as your Parshas Hazinu was still intact, and as a Hechatimtzi, you did write the whole thing, it should be enough. Another Nachmini says, if a person Yarshin the Sefer Torah that was Kemat finished written, normally you're not Yerish, you're not Yerish if you're Yerish a Sefer Torah. But if a person Yarshin the Sefer Torah that was written up till Parshas Nitzav, and then he finished the rest, the Hidder Rabbi was Makayim the Mitzvah. He wrote Hazinu on a full Sefer Torah. What's getting running for Yarshin? Most of it was written. Mashenkin, if it's a din to write the whole Sefer Torah, then if you Yarshin the Sefer Torah that had the first base, it already felt in your mitzvah. The best way to do it is to write the entire Sefer Torah. Now, part of the din is that you're not Yoitza if you Yarshin the Sefer Torah. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Chavalis, that even if a person Yarshin the Sefer Torah, he has to write it by himself. Shenemar, va'ata kisvu lachem es ashir azois. So some people think this Gemara means, we learn it out from the word lachem. It says lachem, which is very schwer. Lachem, Yerusha Yoitz lachem, Yarshin Esrig. It's a Behidder Rab, it's lachem. Lachar the vehicle is because it says kiss. You have to write it yourself. On the other hand, though, we know that if a person buys a Sefer Torah, the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Lamed, if a person buys a Sefer Torah, interesting lashon, the Gemara says, Halekech Sefer Torah min ashuk, you don't write one, you go and buy one from the shuk, kechaytif mitzvah min ashuk. Rashi over there says, you were yoitzah. But it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila is to write it. It's a mitzvah tfei to write it. But you are yoitzah. The Ramah, the Emes and Hilta Sefer Torah argues, he says, no, chaytif mitzvah min ashuk, and you weren't yoitzah. And the Velt here, everyone asks, the Gemara in Sanhedrin first says that if you yarshin a Sefer Torah, you're not yoitzah. And here we have a Gemara that says if you buy a Sefer Torah, so the Ramah learns it means chaytif mitzvah min ashuk, you weren't yoitzah. But Rashi learns it means you were yoitzah, just not behid rav. What's the difference between Yerusha and Lakicha? This is a grace of Shaila. So it's an interesting maisa from the Avni Nezer. Some say it's a machlekes hasugyos. But we'll say interesting pshat. The Avni Nezer wants to say that there's a chiluk between Yerusha and Lakicha. He says if you yarshin a Sefer Torah, you didn't do anything. You yarshin, stam yarshin. But if you went and bought it, taki you didn't write it. Taki you didn't even make him a shliach. You bought it, was already written. If you make shliachas lachayra, then it's mamish. You wrote shluchas lachayra kamayis. If you hired a person in advance before he wrote it, then you mimana him a shliach. We're talking about you bought a ready-made, written Sefer Torah. So up there, it's still better. You went and made, you did something. You did a pu'ul. You went down and worked on it. And there was talking about people, if a person Yarshan the Sefer Torah, but he wasn't the only Yarish. You know, if the Lomdus of Chalukas Yerusha is that it's Lakicha, each one is Yarshim Kilakuchas Dami, so it's Viter, it's Mekach. So the only time you're not Yarish by Yarish is Ben Yochin. Basically, nicht. But that's the Abdinezer's Yesod. And the Abdinezer gives a dogma. Very interesting. What I could just mention, the Gemara that says if you buy a Sefer Torah, it's Kechoit of Mitzvah Min Ashuk. Rashi says it's not Mitzvah Min Ahudr. But then the next line is Omer Avsheshes, but if you magia one letter in it, then you are, then it's a mitzvah, then it's kilu you wrote it. There's a whole shot of what Avsheshes means. I think Avsheshes is going, not stamazi like people are noyig, they go whenever there's a ksiva sefer Torah, they write one letter, they think they're being makayim Avsheshes. He gia ois achas kilu kosvei kulay. Avsheshes is going on someone that taka bought a full sefer Torah. Now if then is off, it's very nice, but it's not mamish mitzvah in a hoder. So Avsheshes, yeah, but if you write one letter in it, that's already kilu kosvei. It would be stomach because I had to write a letter in Hazinu. Everyone writes the last few psukim of Zayis Avrocha. After Shabbos Aryeh Sofik, the bigger, much bigger hit it would be to be mishtatef from writing one of the letters of Pashas Hazinu. Rav Sheshes has been of Higia Oisachas Kilo Kosvei Kulay. Like the tzad that the mitzvah is Taka Hazinu, the rest of the Sefer Torah they chatim so that it's not an Isra of Sefer of Koisman Sefer Koisman Parshis Parshis. That's Kosvei Oisachas. Lachar would be a hit Rav. No, the oil is not noyik. A Sefer Torah doesn't need Kisidron, right? The Sefer could leave blank the Hazinu also for Oilam, yeah? No, it wouldn't be a problem. Chayr. And then it would be Inyan of being Mashmal the Oisius of the Hazinu Taka. Basically, it's Dvar Chiddush, we're clear. The Oilam is not Noyik. But what do I want? The Avnezer says, when he says this word, that maybe buying a Sefer Torah is better than Yarshini, even though by either one you didn't write it. He's talking about a different topic, which I want to go into now, a little bit the Yonam of Rosh Hashanah. How it ties in a Meiridik. There's a shayla in the mitzvah of Shofar. Is the mitzvah Shmiya or is the mitzvah Tekiya? Famous shayla, Ali Redden of them, but the basic Nakuda, the Oilam should know the Iker Nakuda of it. If the mitzvah is Shmiya, then everyone is Yaitza by hearing it. If the mitzvah is Tekiya, then the Baal Tekei is Yaitza. How is everyone else Yaitza? On the tzad that the mitzvah is Tekiya. L'chayr, either it's al Shlichas. Where I once heard of Pshat Shemeya Ka'ina, a big chiddush, that the same way the Shemeya Ka'ina on Dibur, there's a Shemeya Ka'ina on a Tekiya. Basically, I don't know, it's not that everyone holds a Shofar to their lips and doesn't blow it, and they have the Shemeya Ka'ina shtelling to them. They're not holding a Shofar, b'chla. Or maybe Shlichus. Maybe Shlichus Lodin Kimaisi. But again, if the mitzvah is Shemeya, so everyone hears by himself. If the mitzvah is Tekiya, then L'chayr the Baal Tekiya is being moitzi to the other people. Now, be'emes, there are rayas to both stodim. Mefurish rayas. There's a Gemara, a Mishnah. If you tekeya l'toicha bar, a person who was tekeya in a bar, if he doesn't hear the actual koil, he only hears the koil havara, he's not yoytze. And the Mishnah there is talking not about someone else, talking about the tekeya alein. Why isn't the tekeya alein yoytze? Who cares if he only heard an echo? He was yoytze because he blew a shofar. The first that you have to hear. Because on the tzad that it's just a maisa tekeya, it would be enough if you were tekeya l'toicha bar. Who cares if you didn't hear? Mitzat sheni, we know that a cheir shayt of a cotton can't be mitzi anyone, can't be about the keir. Why not? If the mitzvah is the shmiya, so it's not that the cheir is being mitzi you, it's a bidah zeh attempt to the shmiya. Let it be from a ma'isa koif. So cheir shayt of a cotton is the grois raya that the mitzvah is taket kia and the cheir is being yotzi. There are other rayas, but those are the classic ones to know. Tekeil atay chabor v'loy shoma ella koil havara is the raya gedola that is a mitzvah of shmiya. You have to hear, even if you blew, you didn't hear, it's no good. And the fact that a cheir can't be mitzi you. Because he's not a Baruch Yuv, is a right, if there's a mitzvah of tekiya, that he's being moit to you. If it's just to hear, was came around, I'll be gehet. Ad kedekach, the minchas chinach, moiridik echidushim, he declares, maybe you can split up the two mitzvahs. If you were tekiya, the toich bar, then you can afterwards go listen to tekiyas from a cherish. And you have both mitzvahs. When you were tekiya in the bar, you were makayim, the mitzvah of tekiya. And when you heard from the cherish, you have yishmi. The cherish wasn't moit to you in the tekiya, but that you did in the bar. He's machriya. L'chayim, you're not yoytze b'stomach, because even if it's both, you have to be makayim both at the same time. You have to be tekeya. And that's what a guy will be oivachachim. He's listening to the cherish as he's being tekeya in the bar. The mitzvah is going to chlat arom such a shayla. Mezet as sedo atak as anid. The mitzvah is the tekeya, the mitzvah is the shmiya. They bring a rai from the nusach habrocha, l'shmoya kol shofar. So the rai is the kind of like, this is a grosser topic. But to get back to our Nidin, the Maizah is like this. The Rambam paskins first that the mitzvah is just Shmiya. If you do it, there's a Tshuva Sarambam where he writes Barichus that the mitzvah is just Shmiya. The Shofar is a Chatimtza, they have the Shmiya, there's no mitzvah of Tekiya. You do it, the Rambam also holds you Yoytze with a Shofar Gozel. Even a Lulavah Gozel, not Shofar Gozel, yeah. He says, Ein Bekoil Din Gezel. The sound that you're hearing is not Gozel, the Shofar was Gozel. But the Shmiya is not Gozel. The Rambam holds stock that the mitzvah is the Shmiyah. Fret the Achroinim. If the Rambam holds the mitzvah is the Shmiyah, so how come you can't be Yaitu with a Chayr Shaitu Vakot? We prove that the mitzvah is both. But if the mitzvah is just Shmiyah, so how come a Chayrish can't be Maitu? He's not being Maitu you. You heard it, Agablast. You heard. So there's a lot of Torah in the Achroinim. Daphne Nezer, in Shuva, he writes, he says, Taka, the mitzvah is just Shmiyah. But the Torah wants the Taka, you just have to hear. But it has to be done in an oifen that you did something. So you also need the cherish is being made to you. You need also epis, a tircha, something you should be doing. Spam, gezitz, and geher. B'doimel, as they said, by mitzvah sefer Torah. The Torah is not marked, but you have to write it. If you buy a sefer Torah, you also yet. So how come you rushanat? Because manish geshvitz, medaf epis ton. And he's ties too, the two in yana. Mamash, in yana, the yana, the valve. By sefer Torah, he says, and say, this, that's his word. He says, by sefer Torah, we're not marked, but on ksiv. He doesn't hold like the Ramah, that you're not yet with lakicha. When you buy a sefer Torah, you yet. So ksiv is lavda. And it doesn't even mean shlichas that you meman a shlich for the ksiv. You bought a ready written sefer Torah. So why is Yerusha worse than Lakicha? Well, Sefel, you didn't do Eves a Maisa. Who did? Just Shmias Shoifer of a Cherish, but you didn't have a Shaychas to the Maisa. Sefel. That's how he ties in those two in Yon. Yeah, but we're holding Shaychas in Shoifer. It's Yadur of Sadia going right that there's 10 in Yonim, 10 in Yonim in the Inyon of Shoifer. Yadrein is the Kataka Gansa Sugya. Kedaitz of Wissen, the 10 in Yonim, and a lot of the Machzerim, they bring it down what the 10 in Yonim of Shoifer is. I once heard a marshal. How is the shofar Meir Rachamin? So once I heard a marshal. There was once a yid, a person that did a toiva to the king, and the king said, "I want to always remember that you did this toiva to me. So I'll make a deal with you. Even if I'll ever forget, I'm going to give you a certain sound you can make. When you make this sound, you make a certain code, a certain number you can call. Then I'll know it's you. You." So that's the Indian. Ankin has bear and be bout the schus obis of Akeda. It reminds the Eibishter. Dost alei. That alone is Moira the Rachim. But Kenzan and Likta Saf Merendem. We say Bemis of the Nusach HaTfila. The Shofar we know is also Moira Rist Tshuva. It's not another Pshat. It goes together. The same way Avram Avinu by the Akeda was Koivish Rachimov. And he was Koifa for its signing to the Eibishter. So when the Shofar reminds us also to be Koifa for our Rotsin to the Eibishter, that reminds the Eibishter of the Akeda. It's not Nocha Pshat. It's Gates of Zamentak. But I want to go a little further. There's a gevaldik adiyak. The ikar of Rosh Hashanah, and that's klar as you do it, the ikar of Rosh Hashanah is malchis. The ikar of Rosh Hashanah is malchis. But the inyan of shofar also is malchis. First of all, there's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, a gevaldik gemara, the muzdas vissen a gemara. The gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf tazayin, the gemara says, mipnei mamra toira havalafani oimer ba pesach. Why do we bring a carbon oimer on pesach? It's up to gemara, because it's this man before. And why do we bring stale lechem on atzeres? Because it's the man of the Paris Eilim. V'mivnei ma'am ratayra nischu mayim b'chag. Because it's nidoinim ala mayim. And then, v'lom atoikin, the shofar. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, lom atoikin, rachman omer tikum. You have to, the Torah state. Ah, what is that? The Gemara is giving time in the crowd. What do you mean? Lom menaschem es amayim, rachman omer, tenasek. Lom mevim stale lechem, rachman omer, tovi stale lechem. No, the Gemara here is talking time in the crowd. Why do we bring the Oimer, because it's the Zman of Tfuah. Why do we bring Steh Lechem? There's Taimim, there's Inyonim. And all of a sudden, why do we blow Shofar? Rachmona Omatik. And that's the Takat of Shah. The reason we blow Shofar is because it's Gzeres Melech. And the Emes, there's Makairis and Svarim that the Emes, the Shofar, this is a very big Kiddush, that the Shofar is not Ma'ir Rachim. The Emes, the Shofar is Ma'ir Din. The Shofar is Ma'ir Rakadish Baruch Hu to go to the Kisei Adin. Now, when the Eibishter sees that the Yidden are willing to blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, because Rachmana Amar Tiku, in spite of the fact that that's Ma'ir Din, Ein Lecha Ha'Zairis L'Rachim in Gozal Mizeh, because the Yidden were Makabal the Malchis. They blew the Shofar knowing that it's supposed to be Makatrik, because the Eibishter gives up Rachmana Amar Tiku. That's what brings the Rachim. But the Yisoid is Taka Malchis. There's another deed, there's Gevaldik in the Rambam. Everyone knows the famous Rambam, that the Indian of Shofar is Uri Yishenim Yishinaschem. But not everyone knows, or not everyone at least notices, that this Rambam is in Hilchas Tshuva. It's not in Hilchas Shofar. In Hilchas Shofar, the Rambam is writing that there's a mitzvah of Shofar. Rachman Amar Tikkun. He's not telling us Hezber. In Hilchas Tshuva, and listen to the lashon of Hilchas Tshuva. Afal pi shetkiya Shofar b'roish Hashanah gzeiris hakosavu. Remez yesh bedover. Uri yeshenim yishinaschem. Hakitzu mitardem eiseichem. V'chipzu b'maseichem. V'chizru b'tshuva. V'zichru b'rachem. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva is saying, even though it's really Gzeiras Melech, and in Hilchas Shofar I didn't say a word about this, But don't the vizan is tshuva that the shofar is ma'ir at the inyan of tshuva. Because taka the ikar of shofar is taka that it's gzeiras melech. The ikar of Rosh Hashanah is malchis, and the shofar is also a achroz of malchis. That achroz of malchis is also ma'ir at the tshuva. That's in both inyanim is the same. When it's ma'ir rachamim, it brings Hakadosh Baruch Hu closer to us. When it's ma'ir us to tshuva, it's bringing us closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's ani l'doyli v'doyli. It's all the same inyan. The inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being ma'ir rachamim to us, and the inyan of being ma'ir us to tshuva is all the same inyan. It's l'karev es Yisrael l'boiram. The Baal HaMor says a lashon. The inyan of Shefer is he says a lashon. L'zichroin v'en Yisrael avim sheva shemayim. To be a zikaron between the Eberster and the Baal Shefer and Klal Yisrael. It's a two-way street. It's ma'ir us to tshuva, and achroz of malchus to us, and it's ma'ir the Eberster should have rachmonis on us. That's one thing. What's the purpose of this veil? It's the vegas by his barach. That's the inyan in both directions. It's all one inyan. The Netziv writes, there's a pasuk by Rosh Hashanah, it says Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. By all the Shabbosim and Yom Tov, it says Shabbosim. But here it says Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. He says Rosh Hashanah is a time not just Shvisim Melacha. On all the Yom Tov, it was Shavis Melacha. But Zok the Netziv on that pasuk, on Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to be shoivis not only from Malacha, you're supposed to be shoivis from Zikaron. Not the whole day, but there's at least a few minutes, something, on Rosh Hashanah, to be mizboided and mizboinen in only one thing, in Ein Oid Movada, in that Eberst there is Melech. There's a Zayinian. It's a pasuk. Shabbosain Zichroin Truah. A total shvisa. Nothing else exists. To make a shvisa not just me Malacha. To make a shvisa me Zichroinus. To make a shvisa from everything. Ein Oid Movada. Thus is Malchis, thus is Rosh Hashanah, and thus is Shoif. There's another diyuk, a gewaltig diyuk. In the Nusach HaTfilah, in the Nusach HaTfilah we say, by Shabbos we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. On Yom Tov we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisroel Vazmanim. Can you do on Shabbos, we don't say Yisroel, because Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. The Yidin don't make the Shabbosim. The Yom Tov, we make the Yom Tov with Rosh Chodesh and the Regolim. So it's Mekadesh Yisroel Vazmanim. On Rosh Hashanah we add a few more words. We say, Melech Al Kol HaAretz Mekadesh Yisroel V'Yom Azikom. Where did this Melech Al Kol HaAretz coming from? Now the emes is, there are some Rishonim that say you're only supposed to say Melech Al Kol HaAretz by Musaf. Because by Musaf, if you notice, there's three brachas in between. There's Zechroinus, where the Chasim is Zoicher HaBris, and there's a Chasim of Shoifers, and there's a Chasim of Malchis. The Chasim of Malchis is Melech Al Kol HaAretz. And that's why we say Melech Al Kol HaAretz, not because it's the Chasim of Kedushas HaYoyim, it's the Chasim of Malchis. I'll tell you Gora Grois HaChidosh. There's a man diyomer, it's a machlokes tanoim. There's one man diyomer that you're supposed to be mitzar of kedushas hayoyim, not with the bracha of malchias, but you're supposed to be mitzar of kedushas hayoyim with the bracha of zechroinus. Machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yochanan, Venuri, Rabbi Kiva, the sugya Rosh Hashanah. Lechayra, I'm kamad bar that according to that man diyomer, you would say the first three brachas, obvious gevuras kedushas Hashem, then you would say malchias, and the chasim of malchias was baruch atah Hashem melech al kol haaretz. And then the chasim of Zechroinus L'chayr is Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azman, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, V'Zoicher HaBris. Or Zoicher HaBris, Mekadosh. Where does the Melech HaKol? Melech HaKol is the chasim of Malchus. Now we're not like that. We say Melech HaKol Aretz not only in Musaf, we say it in Shachas and Mincha, and we say it in Kiddush. Weiss the chos that those words Melech HaKol Aretz, besides that it's the chasim of Malchis, it's the Mahus of the Yoim, and it goes into the Brach of Kedushas HaYoim, because the Pshat is that is the Yoim. Rosh Hashanah is Melech Al Kol HaAretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. And Lefizeh, like those Shikas, which is how annoying, according to Yenatana, the Chasima of Zichroinus, which was together with Kedushas HaYoim, was Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Al Kol HaAretz Zoicher HaBris Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. You said Melech Al Kol HaAretz also, because Melech Al Kol HaAretz belongs Sai mitzad the Neschim of Malchis, but also mitzad the Etzem Chasim of Kedushas HaYoyim as Malchis. While the ganze talk is Taka Malchis, we say Avinu Malkeinu. Demis, the Dubna Magid, he gives a famous marshal. A guy goes into a store and he says, I want this, schayer, this, that. Yenna, he's shrying, he wants a little bit of the purple, a little bit of this. He's saying, he wants this thing. Yenna beged, yenna chayfet, yen. And at the end he says very quietly, oh, by the way, I don't have any money yet, I'll pay you next month. And he says, Avinu Malkeinu, al shrine, all the bakoshes. And then the last one, we say quietly, Ein lanu mais, ein banu maisem, asein banu stok of a chesed. Hadra ha'ara l'chayr in Avinu Malkeinu. But I want to say a different pshat in Avinu Malkeinu. I think it's a gevaltike pshat. It's a whole different attitude. Olam sof hashtein, vasa das Avinu Malkeinu. What's that? We shrine to al bakoshes. Rosh Hashanah, you're not supposed to ask bakoshes. Rosh Hashanah is only malchis. Right? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Avinu Malkeinu, and maybe this is the Pshat Avinu Malkeinu Agantzio. Or Brachot for Rosh Hashanah, there should be the Pshat. Rosh Hashanah is Avinu Malkeinu, Unzer Tata, Unzer Melech. We're makir that we didn't have to ask you for this bakasha. And again, another time, Avinu Malkeinu, we're asking you this bakasha. It's our hakara, our hachraza, that we're makir that it's Taka Avinu and it's Malkeinu, and we're Eimanu Melech Elot, and we have to Taka ask you these bakashas. It's not asking the bakashas. It's chazering ibr ve'eni doim me'epam le'me'epam ve'echad, chazering ibr the malchias shaboy, that every bakasha of the Avinu Malkeinu is our hakar that attack from the Eibishter. And there's a gevaldik avort from, I think I heard it from Rav Tali Trop, Efshahandir is on us. We say, I think it's saying slichas, kedalim uchiroshim defakna dulasecha. We're coming knocking mamish like poor people. So he says, most people have an attitude, and this also ties into the topic. Most people have an attitude, they say, no, the years come out over, Baruch Hashem, Echava Meshpocha, Echava Shtub, Echava Matzev, Echava Zazach, I have Panosa. It was pretty good. The Eivish, the Machnish Kali, you know, hopefully next year also should be good. What I have is already given. It shouldn't get worse. It's up there. No, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, and that's our Chaz of Malchus, you think the has garnished. The Hostishkin Mishpacha, the Hostishkin Kinder, the Hostishkin Shtub, nothing is muftach to you. You're Kedalim Ucharashim, you're starting from scratch. People think they're starting with the holding together in a half out. Hopefully it will be better, it shouldn't get too much worse. No, it's Kedalim Ucharashim, the Fakim Kolasech. The Eivish is the Melech, Einoid Muvade, you're starting with zero, and we start again. To the Imam of that Gemara, though, we said, the Gemara says, Loma Toikim Rosh Hashanah. Rachmana Omer Tiku, right? After saying all the time of all the other Yom Toivim, but Rosh Hashanah, it's no. Lama Toikin, Rachmana Omer Tiku. Dos Alein, because it's Malchias. And we said the Chiddush that it might even be Moira Kitrug, and we're doing it anyways. But then the Gemara says, no, we didn't need to ask Lama Toikin. Avada, we knew, Rachmana Omer Tiku, Mevet Devar, Xeris Mela. Or the Lama Toikin Kishen Yoshvin, Vechoizim Vetoikin Kishen Oimdim, Kedela Ardeves Asotin. Now, interesting, the Baal HaMor learns, Lama Toikin Kishen Yoshvin. Yoshvin means Chazor Sashatz, that everyone's sitting and only the Shatz is standing. And then again, with Toikin Kishen Ayim, that means after the davening they would blow more. That's how the Baal HaMor learns. But we go that Yoshvin means that we have to kiss the Miyushev, we call them even before Musaf, and Ayim them is during Musaf, either during Shtil Shman Esrei or Chazor Sashatz, or both, depending on Sashatz and Sashatz. But the Baal HaMor has got a different Shatz. Yoshvin is Chazor Sashatz, Ayim them is the Tekiyev afterwards. Now we have to key afterwards also, because we are Pida Shloh, we want to do Meyat Kiyas, which we don't have time for, but this is a Ganser Cheshboinus, we will come to them. Abu B'chalif and the Gemara says, Lama Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin Kishen Aimdim. So the Gemara says, Kedela Arbe Vesasotin. So there's Kamashitis in the Rishon, what does it mean? Kedela Arbe Vesasotin. So Rashi says, Kishi Yishma Yisrael Mechabe Venesa Mitzvis Mesat Din Dvorav. When he sees that the Yidin are Mechabe of the Mitzvah, they want to blow even extra, the Sotin gets all for tumult. So there's a beautiful pshat. Why does he get fratumut? Because we know tshuva me'ava is mahapich zdoinis into schuyis, not into shkogas. It's zdoinis into schuyis. So the sotan was coming to be mekachik that we did averis. But he sees that the yidden are mechabev the mitzvahs. If the yidden are mechabev the mitzvahs, they're doing me'ava. He doesn't want to be mekachik. It's pashut going to backfire on him. If he's going to be mekachik on the averis gufa are going to be nevach the mitzvahs. Hoyel v'roya mechabev in esa mitzvahs, and they're doing it me'ava, mesatim in dvarav. He doesn't want to be moir kitchik anymore. Toysa says the pshat is, what does it mean, la'arbi v'esa sotan? That the sotan thinks that Mashiach's coming, and he gets all nivhal. And every year he makes the same mistake. And the message we have to learn everything. From the sotan Eichdaf we learn it. That when we're coming to do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, and we say, we've been through this already, we did this last year, Sashen Pasir, no, it happens again. Maybe this time tak of it night. If the sotan every year, yet the moment, the tak after the time Mashiach's coming. This is ma'ayra to us. Taka for the inyan of Tzipisul Yeshua. As Efshet Taka this time. At the Sotan Trach Azai, Zichas Al Mitrach Tan Azai. When Bechlam, Asiyas HaTshuvayche. Yeah, Taka was already last, the end of the year before, Vechulay. The Sotan has been around longer than us. But Yedemol Nochamo. By Un Zoychet, Yedemol Nochamo. The Ramlans know, the Arvi Ves HaSotan, Gufa means, Hu HaSotan Wa Yetzahara. And it Gufa means the inyan that the Shoifer is ma'ayra for Tshuva. Because since the Shoifer is ma'ayra for Tshuva, that will Gufa bring to the issue. We spoke before. This year Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos. Now, Avada, we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. Chazal took away Shofar on Shabbos. Now, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. Om Rav Yitzchok, Kol Shana She'ein Toikin Lo B'Tchiloso Meirin Lo B'Soifa. Every year that they don't blow Shofar in the beginning, So if it's not shver at the end, my time on the law, he arbev sotan. The inyan of shofar is kedela arbev es ha-sotan. So kol sona she ain't toikin lo b'tchilosa, is takam irin lo b'sofa. So right away, Tosva says, pirish hilchis gedoilis, lav de mikla b'shabsa, elad is yalad unsa. This Gemara that said that if we don't pull shofar at the beginning of the year, but zayin shver at the end of the year, doesn't mean when Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos. It means if you were b'oinus, they didn't blow shofar. But this one's Rosh Hashanah is chal b'Shabbos, that Chazal said not to blow, that's not what the Gemara is going on. Azoy zok Tosfos. Now the emes is, what's taket of shat? The shofar tuzayf geval de kezachim. What are we going to have this year? This year we don't have shofar on Shabbos. V'anad em enzach pshotim, that Andra say that whatever the shofar has to poil ois, Shabbos poil ois. This kamen, yonam edem. Kamay fanim bitzu the zogin, but there's a different nosach fakert. Dosa lane that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves not to blow shofar because of the achrayus of 1 year that maybe in 1,000 years is going to make the mistake of dalan amis because of the roiv chaviv is not to be nechshol on Shabbos, and they were willing to be mevader because of that. And listen to Chazal, that's what taka poils is, what the shofar is supposed to poil. The Aruch Ner has a sefer al Torah Minchas Oni, and he says a gaval dekar. He wants to be chaylik on Tosis. He taka says like this. He says, if you'll notice through history, there were many times that Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, that Shrekel Chazach and Taka happened. We read in Lava Seifa. Both Churbonis of Beis Hamikdash, he has Cheshbonis, was years that Rosh Hashanah was Chal B'Shabbos. And Chayta Egel, and other Rionim, he brings Cheshbonis, I don't remember all the different Pratim, many terrible things Taka happened, and he says it's because of Kol Shonah She, Ein Toikin V'Tchilos Amirin Lava Seifa. Mitzad Sheni, he brings again, documented in history, that many wonderful good things that happened to Klal Yisrael, Davka happened in years, that Rosh Hashanah was Chal on Shabbos. So he says, what is it Tolly him? It's Tolly him Shabbos. If the Yidden are Mechabit Shabbos the whole year, and on a Nizer, B'yoyser, in Shabbos a whole year, so then Taka, this that they're Mevater on Shofar because they don't want to be Nechshol on Shabbos, is Nishtaka Lechter. They Taka Shabbos by Zayu Shabbos. So then the fact that they were Mevater on Shabbos, because on Rosh Hashanah of Shofar, because of Shabbos, Kumtai Sagutazach. But if Chas V'Shol, Fakert, that they're not so much Nizer in Shabbos, Demos even for Shabbos, but line taka kol shana she'en merin she'en toikin b'tchilos. Rabbi Kibeger has a whole tshuva. What if you know that there's a Russia who was blowing shofar? He doesn't